Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
You know, then one day, though, I felt like life kind of kicked me to the curb and was like, no, no more of this. You're not the wind beneath someone's wings. Like, you're the eagle. Oh, I have wings. Oh, my God, what about my wings? I've just been clipping them. Like, okay, I guess I'm going to try flying now. And that's when I became my own business and doing coaching and healing. And I'm still terrified sometimes. My ego is like, we don't need the industry anymore. We don't need to be this or that to this or that person to be worthy.
Now let the magic begin. Hello and Jaima, Jaima, it's Raquel. Happy Magic Monday. Welcome to the Your Own Magic Podcast, a soul expanding and mind altering podcast. This episode was so fun. You will hear it in my voice, my stuffy voice, because at this time I was still getting over a cold. So first of all, let me preface it by apologizing for the stuffiness. But this episode is a very special episode I recorded with my friend Brittany Lee. You can find her Instagram at BrittyScentXO. She talks about why she chose the name BrittyScent, actually back when she was 15 years old and now she's 32. But back when she was a MySpace famous scene kid, and that's who I remember her as. Oh my gosh, that's so crazy to think that she was one of the first social media famous people. And then she became a tour manager for a bunch of different scene bands, and however, she always had this side to her where she just felt so deeply connected with the universe. So we talk a lot about our past, her past, and also how she was able to manifest a lot of amazing experiences in her life. She recognizes the reasoning now is because she didn't really have subconscious blocks when it came to manifesting very powerful experiences. It's funny when we reflect back on the why we experience what we experience in life, and when you begin to understand more of this universe or just witness patterns and what others experience, you recognize why something may have happened for you in life. And so we did a lot of reflecting along with talking about she had been surrounded by people that were very known. We don't really mention many names, but I've always honored her for stepping outside of someone's wing and beginning to thrive in her own lane because she knew that was best for her. And I just so honor that when people step outside of being part of one shadow, which is something that I'm very familiar with. That was a repeated pattern in my life as well. And so I wanted to honor her for that. And we talk about that experience along with her slowing down her divine masculine and stepping into a balancing act of the divine feminine and masculine. And I'm the exact opposite, where I feel like I might sometimes lean way more in my divine feminine. And so I reciprocated her fun, fiery energy when she came on the podcast. And there was even a moment where she shapeshifted into a Native American male. Yeah, I watched had another shapeshifting moment. It's wild when I just deeply engage with some people and they just tend to transform. And this is what, the fourth time or something that I've witnessed it. And it's the coolest experience to see. I also could be hallucinating, who knows, but it was interesting that she shapeshifted into a Native American male, and it turns out she happens to have a guide she communicates with who's a Native American male. And I was like, oh. It happened one other time on this podcast, the Charlie Rocket episode, which I highly recommend. It's one of my favorite episodes of Euromagic of all time. But in this episode, I had another moment where I witnessed a shape-shifting moment. It was crazy. But then I did look back at the video and I didn't see it on the video. So I just witnessed it in that moment. Like I said, I could have been hallucinating, but it is a very interesting connection to know that she also happens to have a Native American guide, which is something that I did not know. There's also towards the very end, the tail end, she talks briefly about why she's no longer vegan. She had been vegan from the ages of 14 to 32. And for my fellow vegans, I always listen to people's experiences with an open heart. You can skip through it if you want to, but I love to stand in a space of no judgment. I don't know personally their experience without listening. She had a lot of beautiful perspectives when it came to her recent transition as of like a month ago after 18 years of being vegan. So I definitely felt very called to just listen with that open space. But I wanted to offer a trigger warning for people that I know may need it. And if you are open, indeed, consider just listening with an open heart and an open mind, and then practice the art of discernment to decide for yourself what resonates and what doesn't resonate for you. That's what I've been doing, even when I'm told otherwise when it comes to something, or a shaman might share something, or a channeler might share something. No matter what, I'm always standing in my own power by practicing the art of discernment for all things. And it's a beautiful practice for our human experience at all times. But this was such a fun episode to just chat about, catch up with her. She is a transformational coach. If you feel connected with her, perhaps reach out and maybe you two can connect and she could coach ya in some way. She's so good with business. She's like on it. Anyway, she also just started a podcast called Think Outside, and I was recently on it. She even has it on her Instagram Live if you want to check that out. That was fun to connect with her. And yeah, you'll just hear two friends catching up. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by Thrive Cosmetics, as in C-A-U-S-E. I think that's so important to emphasize because it's not just like makeup cosmetics, but it's a cosmetic line that happens to support a cause. And also a brand new sponsor who I'm really excited about because I've been using them since college. And now they're sponsoring the podcast, which is amazing. And they're Grammarly. If you're a writer, a blogger, or you send a lot of emails, especially professional emails or whatever it is, Grammarly may be your new favorite app. More on that later on in this episode. And thank you everybody for understanding why I am not doing the exclusive content until after Mercury retrograde turns direct. So it's over. And so I'll likely have another episode later this week, Thursday or Friday. And thank you for the love, sending the love in the reviews. They always mean the absolute world to me, make my day, or just sending a message of hello in whatever way. So I hope that this message in this episode connects with you in some way, shape, or form. I know it will. Brittany she's such a wonderful human, a wonderful woman with a capital W. And it's super cool to have someone on that you've known for over a decade now. I've only had about three other people on that I've known for a long time. So this is a very special, special episode for my heart. All of that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Brittany Lee.
All right. Oh, my mic is way far away. Here we go. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Oh my God, my mic was literally pointed. It was all the way over there. That way.
I love that. I'll have you send me that link to that mic too, because I need to get a new one.
Yeah, Blue Yeti. Anyway, Brittany, we started talking 2 hours and 10 minutes ago because we just did her podcast. But before we even did her podcast for an hour and a half, holy shit, it's been longer than that. No, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. 12. Yeah. 2 hours. Yeah.
We're good. I'm good at math. there's a reason why we're doing this. And then we jumped onto her podcast for a bit. And then we decided to have another half an hour conversation. And now.
Oh God.
I'm going to link her.
3 years of catching up. So it's fine.
It's been a minute. Well, first, what lights you up most in this season of your life?
Ooh, what lights me up most in this season of my life? Good food, rest, and transparency.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, I want to always think about that because you go so quick to think just career or like, you know, you said it's a season. And
yeah,
that's truly it. Good food, rest, and transparency.
Held up. This is an audio podcast. She just held up the Think and Grow Rich book, which, by the way, if you have not read, I haven't read that for like 5 years, but it's one of it was one of the catalysts of my entire quote-unquote awakening, because it really taught me a lot about, well, you know, there's a lot more to work with when it comes to the energetics of money and whatever else you want that goes beyond the physical. That's basically what it shares, and having a burning desire for something. But there are things that I wish that it shared that I had to find out myself the hard way. For example, what we were just talking about, matching your worth with it. But you've manifested a lot, maybe consciously or unconsciously. So I remember, Brittany, in 2010, and I remember being introduced to you about, or introduced to your profile before I even met you, from our friend Teresa. And she's like, Brittany was MySpace famous.
Okay. Yep, here we go.
This is something I want to honor about you, is that no matter what other people are doing or where you feel like you need to be, you always are honoring yourself and what you want and your rhythm. That is something to be honored, given everything you've gone through in your life.
Is she gonna cry? She might. Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And it's hilarious because the MySpace thing, it's like you want to laugh and be giggly about it. But like, I'm so proud of that because it changed my life. Like, it truly opened up my mind to community and what social media is and the effects and the power of social media. And little did I know, it was preparing me for my future. And I've kept my name from MySpace. That's why I refuse to change it. Like, at any point I could have changed to like Brittany Lee Coaching or Brittany Lee whatever the hell, you know. It's like I've kept Brittany Scent XO. Because when I was 15, at the peak of my MySpace career, someone came into my Stick Cam, which was another site that we used to make sure fake people on MySpace were the real deal. You'd get to talk to them in person, and we'd have millions of people watching us. And, you know, I got a guy came on there, and he was like, oh my God, Brittany, that's kind of like Fitty. And little did you know, I was obsessed with Curtis Jackson. And he was like, that's like Brittany Scent, Fitty Scent. And I was like, you're a genius. And so at that point I was poking fun at other people changing their MySpace names all the time. So I changed mine. It was a hit. Everyone was like, I love it. This is great. Changed back the next day. I was like, whatever. So many people wrote to me and were like, keep it. We miss that. Still to this day, people have me as Brittany Scent in their phone. It became a whole thing. When I did music journalism, it was like, oh, Brittany Scent. Like, people knew who I was as Brittany Scent. And like, some people think it says Centro, which is interesting too, because people think that's my last name. And then I have to tell them, no, that's it's my MySpace name after 50 Cent. So that's what's funny. And then I ended up manifesting an experience with 50 Cent in the studio.
Stop.
So I was manifesting it that whole time. That was one of my greatest manifestations of life. And I had to share because it's all because of MySpace.
Oh, what? You were very much in the world, which was a world that I just loved from afar. The emo, Warped Tour, everything, like punk rock bands. I was very jealous and envious that you were friends with all of the big bands and all of the guys I had crushes on. But you were very much in that world. And I didn't even think I would bring this up, but it's funny how the flow goes.
Scene kid.
How did that manifest? And then how did you realize, like, oh, well, you know, I like this, but perhaps sticking with this path is not for me.
Okay. So being a scene emo kid is what really my shadow self was. At a young age, I started accepting my shadow and like really incorporating my shadow self. And I think emo stands for emotional, and scene is like being a part of the scene. Like, and then there's hardcore kids. It was titles. We were starting to create like cliques, but I wasn't into that in school. So I found this realm where I'm like, I love music so much. And I started doing music journalism at 15, started my own business with some friends, and it grew really big. And that's how I ended up getting to shows and getting passes. And I became known for the fun interview, because I would do this. I would just talk to them and be like, when did your album come out? And they'd say something cool. And then I'd be like, how did the band get formed? Like, it was like, oh, sick. Like, what are your like guilty habits? Or like, what are your, you know, and we would have fun, and they would talk for an hour and a half. And we're like, oh my God, I forgot we're doing an interview. I was just hanging out. And I was like, exactly. And so that's what led me to then being friends with them. Like, do you want to just like stay hanging out? Like, you're cool. Like, you're actually cool and you're fun. And I was like, yeah, dude, that's sick. And so then I started tour managing. One thing leads to another. I end up in LA. Love the weather, realize that, do music journalism there, all different gigs. This is where I met you. And, you know, flowing through life, like, I kind of, sadly, it was a hard world to make it in as a female. And I had a lot of threats for blackmailing, and no one really knows that. And they were basically like, if you don't do this, then you're never going to get a tour again. And, or you're too hot and you're too much of a risk for us. Or my girlfriends don't want you there because you're cute and, you know, they don't trust me with you. And I'm like, trust you with me. It's up to me to say yes. Like, I don't give a shit if you love me or not. Like, it's not like a one-way street here. Yeah. So basically, because I was too pretty, I was too much of a risk on the road. So they told me I can't go back on the road. So I just kind of was heartbroken and, you know, and then that ended up getting me to realize that that was a beautiful chapter. At one point, my dream was to be a tour manager, and I did it. I did it, and I did it for a long time.
Reed Carolina?
Multiple. I didn't tour manage them, but I did. Yeah. I did tour manage a few bands, and then I was on tours with them. But it's just so funny. Sleeping with Sirens is a band. Shout out to them. The first band I ever officially tour managed on a nationwide tour is like a hired tour manager. So that was really special. And what it really did was teach me my strengths, teach me how to nomad. My inner gypsy got to come out, which is like the main areas that I'm ruled over. And I think through that, though, a lot of my darkness was accepted. A lot of my pain was maybe even trauma bonding was within there with all of us. Like, who knows? I didn't.
Everybody in the scene world, at least the people I connected with in that space.
Yeah, I had no idea. This is me addressing it now to you, but I didn't know what it was. I just felt, I felt seen, literally, actually seen in it, and I was seen. So I just think I found my community. I found my people. And from that, I was starting to understand what authenticity is. I was the kind of, I looked different than everyone in my high school, and that was okay with me. I didn't care. And so I think from there, it just led the way, and one thing turns into another, and you find yourself where you're at today. And it's just like, it's a long unraveling, and that could take 6 years to explain, but I think it was a massive, massive chapter in me realizing my manifestation skills. Cause I would say, who do I want to manifest this week? And my friends started seeing this and they were like, this is crazy. And I'm like, pick someone you don't think I can manifest. And they're like, all right, let's do Ryan Gosling. And I'm like, okay. And so I would change someone's name to Ryan Gosling in my phone. So that every time they texted me, I would see, how are you? How have you been? Ryan Gosling, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Gosling, in my subconscious. 6 days later, you guys, Ryan Gosling is in the building. No way. I go, wait for it. I know when he's going to be in the lobby part again. And they're like, how? And my friend was like, just trust her. We go down. Bing. Hi, Ryan. This is crazy. We work upstairs. We just wanted to see if we get a little word from you for our website. Oh yeah, absolutely. And my friends are just like, and I was just loving it. Cause I'm like, hi, this is life. It's a place to play. And I had already believed in that by then because of tour, where I'm like, I wanted to be the girl in the van with all the boys that I thought were cute, never slept with them, but was able to be respected and be around my people and around music every day and get paid to be there and get paid to see the world. And I did it. And like, they started realizing that, and that just led me to here.
That story is fascinating. Oh my God. Is that one of the first times did you understand how manifestation worked before you really stepped into becoming more conscious about sharing some spiritual wisdom or knowledge?
I think I just knew I could get whatever I wanted. I was an only child and I wasn't spoiled, but I found a way, even through living in the projects and having nothing and like having a single mom who was really young when she had me, somehow I always had all the things everyone wanted. And they couldn't fathom it. And I'd share it with people. And I started realizing, just like in The Secret, how they say, like, the little kid wants the bike and the bike happens. So their subconscious believes that whatever you want will happen as long as you imagine it and have that deep passion and desire. You know, little did I know that was really just me manifesting that life. And it started happening more and more with like childhood dreams. Like, it was very much the entertainment industry. Like, I loved this band Dream Street, ended up randomly winning tickets, getting to see them. Somehow the power went out and I ran up to the front of the stage and the one I loved put his mood ring on my finger and sang to me without the microphone. And like stuff like that, where I tell people and they're like, that doesn't happen to people. But it was because like in my mind, I was like, yes, it does. And so I think I've never had a blockage around receiving with that, like with manifestation, because my mom always found a way for me to live the life I wanted. So it's my mom, I feel. It wasn't with money though, because those are all experiences and feelings. So I think there was no blockage around it.
What's interesting is actually one of the hardest things where a lot of even manifestation teachers have a hard time. In fact, some of them don't even believe that it's possible, is manifesting the presence of a human. because that's interfering with their free will, they say, because they're just trying to figure it out, like, why is this not a thing? But apparently, it's possible.
Yes. I just wanted the feeling. I just wanted to feel connected, and I wanted to feel the power of acceptance. And I think because I felt so abandoned in life, that that's what lit me up. I didn't even understand that they were better than me, or they were powerful, or it wasn't some form of like, I want what they have. It was like, I'm drawn to you, but I know we're equals. I know that we can have a moment together because you're not any better than me and I'm no less than you. We're just two people. And I think I like knew that as a kid. I saw past the barrier of celebrity, and that's why it's led me. It's so funny because I never talk about celebrity names. It just feels like this is meant to be to show manifestation and like the entertainment industry and how manifestation can work in that sense. And I've always felt like they trusted me just as much as I saw, they saw me and I saw them though. Yeah. I didn't see Dream Street. I saw dudes that were in Dream Street that were my age doing something that made them happy. Mm. And that's what lit me up.
Oh, one thing I know about you is that you've been close with some major celebrities that also may have, it's interesting. I feel like you left there for whatever reason on your own terms, decided to walk away. And you probably didn't realize it at the time, but it was almost like, cause you want to stay with a certain, in a certain vibration. It's funny. I noticed that just somebody that observes, especially somebody who loves like YouTube, I noticed you walked away around the time certain drama would happen with people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's really interesting how stuff like that manifests, is like keeping your world at a certain ease, even if you have a lot of chaos and trauma and whatever. Simultaneously, you walk away from toxicity because you know your worth.
Isn't that so wild? Whether you even want it to be gone or not, people, places, things, and environments kind of disperse and almost force you out of the equation if you're no longer a vibrational match. And that doesn't mean anyone's right or wrong.
Right.
It's just, I do find that interesting that like the industry, as I thought it was, like I was always trying to be the wind beneath people's wings because I didn't actually fully believe in myself. And I think that's what's so beautiful, is I saw something in them and I just wanted them to be loved. I just wanted these big, powerful people to be loved because I knew how alone I felt sometimes. And I imagined that I was seeing through intuitively that like, if you're saying these lyrics and writing these words and I resonate that deeply, like you also sit in your room and feel that too. So like, I want to see you. I want to see you. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to intimately connect from the heart space. And I think that's what happened in the interviews, is I'd watch them unravel and watch them come to life. And through that, they felt so comfortable and they were like, oh my God, like, I love her, you know? And I was like, and I love you. And so we became one. And I think that's all I've ever wanted, was to allow people to not feel alone and get to step off the pedestal and just be a person and be accepted and loved and safe in that. And through me doing that, I was doing my worth and like, or doing my karmic lesson that I came here to do. And I was in my power in those moments. And, you know, then one day though, I felt like life kind of kicked me to the curb and was like, no, no more of this. You're not the wind beneath someone's wings. Like, you're the eagle. And
yeah. Then
I was like, oh, I have wings. Oh my God. What about my wings? I've just been clipping them. Like, okay, I guess I'm going to try flying now. And that's when I became my own business and doing coaching and healing. And I'm like, still terrified sometimes, but it's like, my ego is like, we don't need the industry anymore. And you don't need to be this or that to this or that person to be worthy.
Amen. You are your own eagle.
We have a new special sponsor, Grammarly, who, by the way, I sought out because I've been using Grammarly since my college days. Remember, I graduated back in 2014. It has been a huge tool in helping me write emails and, back in the day, college essays more effectively. But today, it not only still helps me out with emails, but also, and this is a big one, but my book that I'm currently writing, I'm working with a publisher, but no, I'm not setting a deadline. I'm not good with deadlines. However, I do feel more confident with my writing, and I really do want to give partial credit to Grammarly. And this is genuine. I know that they're my sponsor, but I genuinely want to give partial credit to Grammarly for helping me become a better writer. They catch many spelling mistakes and redundancies in what I tend to write. I need a tool like this for communication now too. Anyway, Grammarly Premium is my absolute favorite, as it gives you real-time feedback and insights to help you elevate your writing through tone, word choice, clarity, and so much more. Yeah, word choice. So it will suggest another word option for you that might be more effective. Absolutely amazing. That way we can avoid overused words and cut out the bland words, the boring words, spice things up a little bit, which I deeply appreciate. Plus, it has clarity suggestions. So this is a feature that makes your sentences clearer and more concise and more crisp by cutting out the noise, the unnecessary words that we often use. And I know for a fact I have a handful of words that I overuse. You probably hear these handful of words in the podcast. So again, I cannot recommend this tool enough. I wanted to have Grammarly as a sponsor because I've been using it for 8 years. Wow, that is a long time. Okay, so I've been using Grammarly for quite a minute, and now I'm so happy to offer you 20% off Grammarly Premium when you go to grammarly.com/magic. So elevate your writing with Grammarly Premium at Grammarly, grammarly.com/magic. That's the URL, grammarly.com/magic, for 20% off your purchase and help build your skill as a writer.
You know, we all have patterns in life, and this was a pattern that I had to break for myself, whether it was the universe that forced me into breaking it or I consciously decided to, you know, step in and break it myself. And it's happened a few times, and all of us deserve and are the eagle. It just takes that time to actually allow your wings to spread and fly away from whatever you feel like you might be chained by, even if it's an illusion, because no one really is binding you. No one's pointing a gun. Well, usually no one's pointing a gun to your head and stay and walk away. Even if it feels like walking away means you'd lose a certain privilege, a certain glamorous life, a certain financial state. In fact, the most rewarding thing would be to step into something for you. And that also doesn't necessarily mean everybody needs to be a business owner, because some people, I remember it was Gary Vee that said, you know, deep down, you're best at being second chair and you're best at helping a business grow, you know, or you love assisting somebody that's doing, because you're still a part of that environment together. But if you're in an environment where somebody's placing themselves on a pedestal above you, that's where you must witness. Now, let's say somebody is a boss, but you feel equal to them even in the creation of that. I think that there's something so powerful about that, because we do need communities and we do need businesses to form together, even if there is a quote unquote leader. And that person that's second chair is still an eagle. They're still flying free and helping the business flow. There are people that just feel like they want to have their own business. And then there are people that start their own business, but they realize, you know what? This is not as freeing as I thought it would be. And I would actually probably be doing better if I were helping someone else.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because that's so important. And the more we get to know ourselves on a deep level, we understand, like, are we answering our soul's calling? What did we really come here to do? Like, what deeply do I desire? Is it holding space for others? Is it, you know, this, that, or the other thing? And then realizing, like, well, what is an alignment in terms of my role in my career, in my relationships as a father or mother, as a friend, as a sister, as a daughter? Like, am I aligning those core values and, you know, soul purpose within all of the things that I have in the human part of me and my human life? And, you know, that's really it. Because at the end of the day, yeah, I'm running my own business, but that's just because I want to be free and I needed to nomad and I need to be able to go whenever I want. But I also have been called lately to really co-facilitate. That's why I think I love doing the podcast. That's why I love co-hosting events. That's why I love, you know, operating with co-facilitators, retreats, all of that. Because it's not, I'm not just meant to even just be like Gary Vee, how he's just this like empire and it kind of all revolves around him. I'm sure and he does all those other things too, but I'm also not necessarily caring if it's just like mostly my thing. I like love to just co-create too. So yeah. I'm open to it all. I just needed freedom. I needed to not give my power away.
Yes, don't give your power away. Well, that's the beauty about people like Gary Vee, is that Gary Vee, the people that work for him, in a sense, feel like they're working with him and that they're part of that name too. It's all an engine together.
I love that.
Yeah, that is a healthy work environment, a healthy team, collaborative team. Gary says, you wouldn't even want to be the one in my shoes because I'm the one that has to call certain shots that are really hard to make, you know? And I totally understand that.
And that's what I mean. I'm like, wow, God bless him. Cause I don't even know if maybe I will one day as things grow, but I'm like, I don't even know if I could handle that role. Like, probably, but oh my God, how do you do it, sir? Like, oh my God, God bless you.
It's a gift. It is a gift. He has a skill, a gift indeed. I even have a hard time. I'm not the most business minded. And you even, okay, I need to read this message that you wrote me on IG when I was like, any other messaging aside from tarot and coaching, which we, I guess, aren't even going to talk about, which is totally fine. But literally.
Going with the flow. That's what it's about.
Flow. It's also whatever's divinely guided. We might end up getting into a little bit of tarot. We'll see.
Yeah, I got it right here.
You did, but for whatever reason, this is the messaging that other people need to hear, I feel. So you wrote me, I'd say a big thing for me has been trusting the flow. There you go. Slowing down my divine masculine of doing when it doesn't feel charged up. And being open to receive without control or force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the wounds and self-limiting beliefs that try to stop that, like scarcity, low self-worth, fear, abandonment, all has been happening lately after months of super success financially. And now I've shifted seasons.
It's the truth. Yeah.
At a time when I feel I need money the most. So...
this is a lot there.
The flow that we started talking about. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like she shared. This is a huge messaging for you. And it's a messaging that a lot of people feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really something. Like the more I learn about divine feminine and masculine within all of us is, you know, we embody, we have divine feminine and masculine. A lot of people are like, can you have divine feminine if you're a man? I'm like, it's the energies within you. It's almost like alchemy and chemistry more so than anything. And a lot of us, so there's the collective divine feminine, the collective divine masculine, and the divine masculine has been so wounded. And that's why it's been running the ship, because we wouldn't have a lot of the things happening in society if the divine masculine in all were healed. So what we see coming up, just like we see the collective shadow, that's also like representations of wounds around the divine masculine and feminine. So the divine feminine hasn't been able to receive. The divine feminine is all about receiving, and the divine masculine is about holding space, so more of like the doing and like the, you know, protection for the divine feminine to receive. And so I feel like, again, I'm so good at doing. That's why I found all those jobs where I could do, and they would receive. They were like, I'm so rich. I can take it. Yeah, 6 cars, 10 houses. Great. And I'm like, oh my God, whoa. So I had low self-worth and a wounded divine, both really, but I didn't understand how to receive. So, you know, now I'm like, ooh, I get it. Now I'm so hyper aware when something's coming up and I'm preventing myself from receiving what I should be receiving because of fear, because of abandonment, because of lack. And so that's where manifestation gets interesting, because it's not just about, I want a bike. It's like, okay, but like, what vibration are you at? Can you even receive the bike right now? Or do you actually not believe you're able to receive that bike? Because maybe there's a part of you that just doesn't think you're worthy. Yeah. And like, that's crazy. And that's kind of where I've been. And that's where we said the seasons come into play. Some seasons are amplifying a lesson. And then after that, you'll have the other thing that happens.
Yes, you need the lesson. You need that space that may feel dark. Remember that there's nothing wrong with the moment of dark, because that's neither good or bad. It really just is a lesson that ultimately leads to something that likely is exactly what you are calling in. And I think that's so important to know. We talked about this on your podcast too. Wherever we're at right now, it really is only temporary. It's a season of our life. And whatever lessons we're learning now, we really will. And I trust whoever's listening, you will end up overcoming, you will end up conquering, prevailing, whatever it is. And no matter if it's the scenic route, the long road, or a shorter route, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. It's going to come. It's likely actually not going to come the way you initially envisioned it. It's probably going to be even better and more aligned with whatever you feel your soul, your karmic purpose is. And you might be reading into, whether it's Akashic Records or through astrology reading or whatever it is, you might be, you know, seeking externally for whatever it is your soul wants to do, receiving that validation, and you'll likely find it. But you'll also indeed, no matter what, find it within.
I love that. I've been realizing that so much, the collective lesson of, you know, I had a message come through the other day. It was like, the less I seek, the more I find myself. And I'm like, wow, that's really sweet. Like, oh my God, it's so simple. But to seek really is the doing. And I think the being is more so what is important to me right now is, you know, to-do lists. It's like to-be lists and, you know, to-do lists, success lists. Like that's something my coach taught me. It's just like, you're not rewarding yourself. You're just go, 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 go. Like you can't expect your car to take you on a road trip without getting the tires rotated every once in a while, getting an oil change, or putting gas in the car. Mm-hmm. That's the receiving. Like, you know, a car needs to receive in order to put out. And we get that so easily. But when it comes to ourselves, we have shame around sleeping. It's like, oh, well, the early bird gets the worm. It's like, yeah, if that's what the kind of worms you need to eat to survive, but the same bird that has to wake up to get the worm isn't a hawk. So like maybe the hawk is the one that stays in the tree for a while when all the other birds are getting the worms because they know the other critters won't come out that they want to eat. So it's like just being aware that like those terms are such old programming and they only work for certain people. Like, you know, we have to listen to our bodies, like we were saying, intuitive healing, intuitive eating, and just mindfulness, like really understanding you're your own cosmo, like your own little bit of the cosmos within you. And we have different weather, we have different temperatures and moods and needs, and the less we try to compare and be a part of the one in terms of what we love and need, and more just the one of energy and happiness and joy. Like you just, it becomes more simple to just listen to your soul and your gut and your body.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I'd love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause. such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively. And so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout.
What are other ways in which you listen within?
Well, sometimes there's actual voices that I can hear.
Right.
Not so nice to me. And I feel sad. And I feel like I'm scolding a cute little child that's just lost and sad and confused. And then there's other times where I'm nice to that inner child. And I'm like, I love you. I'm so sorry. Like when I'm going through anxiety attacks and stuff, I try to just like squeeze myself and be like, I love you. Like, you know, in between thinking like, I hate this, or like, I want this to stop. Why me? Like, and like dark stuff will be coming through. And now I try to just at least be the mom that maybe can't take the pain away, but at least can console the child. And I'm trying to, I am doing that more. And so that's me listening to both ends of my higher self and my wounded self and my inner child and my current self. And then it's also, what do I want to eat? I used to think I had to be vegan in order to be high vibration. And I used to think that if I, you know, if I eat fish or if I eat, I never ate bison until recently. And I realized that like my blood type actually doesn't support the type of eating that I've been eating. And a lot of people, this is such a like heavy topic. And I get that. I'm not like, I went vegetarian before a lot of people did, but I did. I was 14. I just woke up and was like, this, that's it.
At 14. Yeah. Which yeah. By the way, you and Teresa were definitely two of the first vegans I ever met back in 2010. And in my mind back in 2010, I was like, y'all are crazy. And you are missing out on this In-N-Out. What the hell are you doing to yourself?
And that's because it was also cool to be like a scene emo kid who was vegan. Because you're basically saying, I'm emotional. I have feelings. I understand what matters. I actually connect to other people's feelings, including animals. Like I'm sensitive. Right. So during that awakening and high levels of sensitivity, I was actually aware of what's being put in my body. Also think it was some conditioning around wanting to fit in. So I think that was a major part of it at that age, is like, if that's cool and we have a low key survival mechanism in our mind that we think keeps us alive if we're in community, you know, that was maybe part of it. I'm not going to lie.
I'm in the deep scene world because I feel like I hung out with a lot of scene, but I never felt this pressure to be vegan.
It was really like, I felt so relative to that community. I mean, PETA would come out to the shows. So like they were there. So you were like music and that. And so that's why I really resonated. But I think that's another way I've been listening, is like, what does my body need right now? Cause I've gone through so many health things where I've realized maybe, just maybe, through time of my body changing and the way food is made, that even some of the stuff I think is healthy might actually not be healthier working with my body anymore. And if it's creating inflammation, that's actually what leads to some cancers just as much as eliminating dairy is. And I do eliminate dairy. I have sensitivities and things that I'm just like a hard no on, just because I don't like it anymore. My body doesn't like it. But again, like now I'm eating eggs again when I feel like it, not every morning, because people eat eggs every morning. Like it's like, what do I need? What's my body craving? What do I desire? What will light me up? What will increase my vibration right now? And I think that's been helping.
Who knows, maybe because, will you explain why bison? That's the thing, is it's so hard for me to feel or see myself eating bison, you know?
I know. And that's so new to me. So also I want to remind people that my mission in life, and ever since I was a vegan, wasn't to make everyone vegan. It was no factory farms. I want to eliminate abuse. I want to eliminate ruining the earth through mass production. If we were educated on how much meat we should be eating and where it really came from and what that looked like, then people probably would choose veganism, which is why we're now passing beyond meat and all these impossible burgers. And technically, if we're looking at health, not just mindset or lifestyle identity, and even for the planet, if we didn't have factory farming and people weren't pushed off their own farm in competition to the government, everyone read Eating Animals, you learn about factory farms and how the government actually controls all these small farms. It's really dark. But anyway, so side note, if that was gone, yeah, there'd be a whole lot of difference going on with our bodies. And in terms of bison and like think of the natives and tribes that are still existent, you know, they're eating with passion. They're caring for the animal and letting it live and roam free. It's not creating stress hormones or releasing hormones that it knows it's going to die because it's watching. Pigs know when they're going to die because in the rows, when they're getting brought to slaughter, they start releasing a hormone and they're super emotional. They're more emotional than dogs sometimes.
Oh my God, you're shape-shifting. Wait, that was so crazy. Oh my God.
What?
You as a Native American.
Oh, I have chills. Okay. Oh my God, really? Oh my God, I have absolute goosebumps. My head is tingling when you said that.
You were a Native American dude.
That's one of my guides that always comes through. So maybe that's
shut up. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's okay. Bye. Drop the mic. Yeah, one of my guides for sure is a Native American man. He's like a chief, almost like a grandfather. He's so cool. He's very stern and very like, he just looks at me. I'm like, what? God, I know. God, fine. And I like do the thing, you know, like he'll just be there, just kind of like. And I'm like, all righty. And I've like had major Native American experiences during ayahuasca, but to literally say the natives would kill with honor and respect and embrace and have gratitude towards that animal and its life. It wasn't just like mass production and like murder just because, like, you know, for money. Like, it's just different. And I think with the bison, with the research I've done, our shaman was like, she eats from the earth, very high vibrational, very sweet and loving. But she even mentioned like bison, if you're going to eat meat, is one of the more high vibrational foods, mostly because there's protections around them too from the natives. And also because they are grass fed, and a lot of them, mostly all of them, are only grass fed. And then some may receive some corn or something like the last month or two, but they literally can't do what they do with cows and just give them corn, and they have protections around it. So I feel like it's just healthier, more high vibrational. And in the last 2 months, that's the only time I've introduced that. Before that, I had not had red meat since I was 14, and I'm 32.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, and I don't eat chicken. I am very particular about certain fish, but I only eat that, you know, when I feel like it's right. And if it feels good. And that's helped me a lot. I felt my body change. Like I was saying to you earlier, I've gotten a colonoscopy before because I was convinced something was really wrong with me. And yeah. I would have grinding pain and irritation and, you know, TMI, going to the bathroom was painful and I was scared. And then they were like, I think you just have like sensitivities. And I'm like, okay, no guidance, nothing. All of that just to be told that you think I have sensitivities. Okay. Starting to realize it's because I'm not listening to my body. I'm telling my body what it needs and what's right and what isn't right. And I think I need to let go of that identity and actually just say, hey, I want to live. I want to have my body be healthy and strong. And I don't give two shits what anyone else thinks, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be smart and wise with where my food comes from. I'm going to do my best. But if my body's craving bison and it makes me feel good, and I know that animal was treated to the best of my ability or its ability, then like, who am I to say that animal didn't come here for that journey and that purpose? No animal and no one should be abused. That I don't like. I would never eat meat again if there was zero access to food that was for sure treated with kindness.
You just reminded me of when I went on this shaman retreat. She had been vegan for so long as well. But then she introduced the spirit of the animal and the cycling of the animal's life, and that this soul is incarnated in this body to feed and help the human. In fact, it wants you to. But the thing is, in my mind, people are probably aware that I can be pretty skeptical about things too, because I question everything, yeah. You know? So I was like, yeah, but what if that's not true? But anyway, with all of that being said, she did say that they do have this cycle in their life. She really mentioned fish, to be honest. She never mentioned chicken or bison or anything, but she mentioned the cycle of fish, the life cycle of fish. Even though that was a while ago, I like pocketed that, took it with a grain of salt, you know. But yeah.
When I drive by factory farms, I get really emotional, obviously. And I just cry and I just say thank you so much, because I still believe on a soul level they picked this because we need in some way to they're picking that because as a society and as a species, we're still needing to learn something around this. There's still that greed. There's still that overconsumption. There's still that misinformation about nutrition. There's still just the consumerism coming into play, environmental issues that are being faced or not faced. Like, they also have a karmic purpose, and I thank them. I'm not just saying I feel bad for you. I now say, thank you. Thank you so much, because you must be a little Ram Dass in there in order to take this life and find the beauty and still live. And I'm sure you actually are still finding joy. Like, you can still see sometimes if you watch cows on factory farms, like some of them, like they're still able to find a sense of joy. And I think that is the most enlightenment you could ever see. It's like someone that you've seen a dog be abused its whole life, and it still can find compassion and love for its new human or its puppies or an animal that it finds on the street. Like, that's true enlightenment. And we should all be aware of that, that they're not actually judging humans. They're just like, it's just beautiful when you actually think about it on a spiritual level. And it's something that needs to exist, because with the darkness, there must be the light and vice versa. And that intense darkness that we see and don't like, again, that's the collective shadow. There's something in that that we still haven't healed within ourselves or within the collective. And it's really beautiful that it's shining a light on it and we're learning. I think it's important.
And maybe this is also something that meat eaters can get behind, to be honest. Something, it will be hard for big money to get behind. That's going to be the biggest thing to shift and awaken. That's going to be the hardest thing, but also
1,000%.
A lot of plant vegan foods are coming from these factories that are not, you know, helping the environment whatsoever. So it's very interesting, but at the same time, don't not eat. People become obsessive with all of this too. And that's also unhealthy, because as someone who has been very extreme and try to be perfect in how I show up for the environment and for my body and blah, 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 it also at the same time made me so ungrounded with being human and, you know, this earthly space. And so there's always a balance to find, but individually, if we can make small steps, I think that is huge for the grand scheme of the existence.
1,000%. And also, like, this may be a little woo-woo for people, but it's the truth. I feel everything's energy. So I think that also, if you look at people who are just high vibrational, might be in more poverty ridden situations, you might think, oh, they're definitely going to get cancer or something because they're stuck eating all this shit food. But if they're grateful for their food and they're increasing the vibration of their body and their cells as they eat, because they're just so grateful to fill their bellies and feed their children that day, I swear that you might find they're not going to get reactions from that food. And I think also with us, if we bless our food, even just saying, thank you, food. I love you. Like, I literally put my hands over my food, especially bison, especially thank you so much for your journey. Thank you for everyone who treated them correctly. Like, I love you. I love you. Thank you. It's been an honor. Like, may only the most benevolent energy come from this food into my body, creating benevolence in my cells. Like, me and my boyfriend do that because we're like, A, the water is kind of crazy right now. The soil's not that great in Los Angeles anyway. So even if you're eating organic, there's still a lot of stuff going on in this world, but there are toxins and carcinogens and all these things. And the best we can do is to just keep our temple high vibrational, because cells that are in a high vibrational state cannot like attract cancerous lower vibrational things. So I just feel like the more we can bless our body, bless our food, and like enhance what's going on in here and think the good thoughts as we eat, I swear to God, that alone is going to change the world.
We're always learning different lessons for our expansion. And so to have compassion for where you're at, given the narrative that you also know, but it's okay to perhaps see and accept the paradigm that you think is right. Perhaps there's more to it than what you see and know.
Oh, wow. I needed to hear that too. Thank you.
Everything you said, I needed to hear. So I freaking love you. And who thought we were going to talk about tarot, do tarot, but look at where we're at.
I just shapeshifted for you. So you're I'm
just shapeshifted.
I'm like, what? Oh my God. I'm like, I shapeshift. Okay. Like, that's why I say when like we just open up and let stuff flow through us, like, it's not you and I. Like, it is, but it's not. Like, we're letting stuff come through without judgment. And that's the true alignment and the true flow. And that's flow. It's just like, let things come and go. Let money come and go. Let people come and go. Let places that you live come and go. Let mental constructs come and go. Let, you know, ideas about yourself, let clothes, let images, let your hair get shorter and longer, blonder and darker. Like, why do we hold on to stuff and then still seek more? The universe is like, wait, I'm so confused. What do you want? To hold on to everything, or do you want to let it go? Wait, you don't want to let it go. That's scary. Okay. So I'll give you, oh, you don't want to receive what I have to give you. Okay. I'm lost. Like, hello. Like, be more clear with your intentions and be aware that if you just flow and be the river, like, it doesn't matter. I say this to my people during meditation, like, you, have you ever watched a river get freaked out by a rock being in its way? No, because they just goes around the rock, and the rock actually becomes smoother and softer and works with the river over time because they're working together. It's like a river's not scared to flow into a waterfall, because it's still one. It's still the river. It's still the waterfall. Like, what's the difference?
Amen. Amen. Brittany, I freaking love you. Did you want to do a really short rapid fire?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Ooh, coffee.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sage or Palo Santo?
Ooh. All right. I know it has to be rapid fire. I always go with sage first, but I love the way Palo Santo smells and it's so soothing. Yeah. But I think sage is, I have to go with sage.
Now, this one, I would say early bird or night owl, but instead I'm going to say early hawk or night hawk.
Ooh, I gravitate. I love my mornings. It shifts. Right now, loving my mornings. Love the early hawk. Love the early hawk right now.
I love the early hawk. How about your favorite breakfast?
I've been fasting a lot. Yeah. So I do bulletproof coffee when I'm like, ooh, breakfast. I love just eggs, avocado, spinach, oranges. Very simple.
We have an orange tree here. The best, juiciest oranges. The soil is so rich. It's just the best, juiciest oranges I've ever tried in my entire life. I'm in love. What are your, okay, so we talked about this, but I'm just curious here. Do you know your sun, moon, and rising?
Okay, so Cancer, sun, Leo, moon, Sag. I'm gonna flip you off. It's like the old days. Woo! That's a good one to just flip someone off and be like, oh,
no, sorry. Okay. Well,
shifting. I'm so sorry. Okay, yep. So
Cancer sun, and then a Leo moon, and the Sag rising.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And then do you know your midheaven or north node?
I pulled it up.
Okay, good. I'm so curious.
Let's see, north node is 26 degrees in Aquarius.
I'm also Aquarius north node. Okay, now midheaven, your MC.
That.
Midheaven is like, I think.
I have this, like, I'm, my friend wrote this out for me, so I have no clue. Yeah, I need to get like a full astrology reading. And like,
how would you advise your own magic listeners to create their own magic?
Listen, receive, believe, and then dance the fuck out of it. Yes.
Dancing has been my savior lately. Not even yoga in this season of my life. It had been for years, but lately it's dancing.
Same. Embracing your body.
Oh, yes. Your goddess self. Your
all your curves, your uniqueness. Yes, yes. And man, moving that energy, literally like deer, when they get spooked, they go into the desert and they shake. And so many, we're the only mammals that don't shake it off. Like, literally, that's why breath work. And that's why everything we're trying to replicate, release. But like, go into the shower and just literally like,
Taylor knew what she was talking about.
Literally shake it off. And just didn't have fun and don't judge yourself. Like, we're so used to dancing to be seen or to attract someone or to be, you know, liked in that situation. Even if it's tough and you're like, I hate this right now. It's just like, I'm going to just like even stretch and just like, you know, and they say your divine feminine, like all that Shakti energy, like at the root, if you can just move and just like feel yourself for a second, it's like, whoo, it just comes to life. Yeah. Hello.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. Everyone check out Brittany. You know, her Instagram now, Brittany Sent XO.
That's right.
Brittany Sent, Britty, B-R-I-T-T-Y. That's how you spell it. Brittany Sent XO on all social media, right? Instagram, Twitter,
YouTube. All of it. Yeah, really? Got it all.
Wow. Yeah. And also listen to her podcast, Think Outside. You can watch some of it, of ours, on her Instagram, and then listen to the full episode on wherever you listen to podcasts, I assume. Yep.
All of them. There's so many. I had no idea. I know. They're all there. They're all on there.
I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you so much. It's such a blessing. Your community is so beautiful. And I'm so grateful that I'm finally on. It's honestly been a big goal of mine. So you've really? Yeah. Like, this is a big one. Manifest.
And I've always wanted to have a friend on who's, I mean, I've had one friend on who's known me for a long time. So I believe you might be my second one. I'm trying to think if there is another. Well, I mean, aside from like a couple, like Sid, Vishita, Christina, and now.
I am honored.
Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.